Are horses adversely affected by their past lives? Hi, it's Tricia here from Equine Energetics. This week I suddenly wondered whether the past lives of horses were affecting them, and if so, how much? So I put out a call for volunteers, and lots of lovely people sent me a photo and name of their horse. I do these surveys using a powerful pendulum. I ask two questions. Number one, is this horse adversely affected in this lifetime by past life issues? And number two, how much on a 0 to 100% scale? I surveyed 103 horses in the end with the following results. Only one horse was not at all affected by past life issues. One horse was only 10% affected. The rest, 98% of the horses surveyed, were very affected, from 70 to 95% affected. Wow. I don't know why it hadn't occurred to me before. Since I started communicating with horses, I've routinely asked them what incarnation they're on. So I was already well aware of how many horse lifetimes they can have. But for some reason, I hadn't quite considered how much the past lives of horses could be affecting them in this current lifetime. I discussed the results in a video on my Facebook that you might like to watch. The link is in the blog. So what now? Well, for a start, I'll be adding past life clearing to my sessions from now on. If they're so adversely affected and I can help them resolve and move past those issues, then I will. Already this week, I've had some interesting feedback from the clearing sessions I've started doing. For one client, I did all four of her horses. At this stage, I don't really know what to expect in the way of behaviour changes, etc. So I asked her to let me know if she noticed anything. Here's her response. So did I notice a difference? Hell yeah! Immediately, the energy felt different for all four. They all felt lighter and free. The biggest was Fred. He felt totally different, a new horse. I couldn't stop watching him. It was like there was this huge shining glow around him. They all had it, but his was just so bright and clear. What was interesting about this was that three of the four horses were only being affected by issues from one previous life. Fred, on the other hand, had issues from 30 previous lives bogging him down. That's the highest number to date that I've had to deal with. So it was great to hear that he seemed so different afterwards. In another session, I relayed back to the owner that the lifetime that was affecting her horse was in the 18th century when she was a cart horse. Her reply? As for Sue, this is so her. As for carts, she sees them and is so petrified of them it's beyond a joke. I'm about to start getting over this fear by introducing her to them in a positive way, but you definitely summed them up to a T. I'll be interested to hear whether this fear has shifted or resolved as a result of the past life clearing I did with her. I'd love to hear your comments at the bottom of the blog. Does your horse have past life issues? Is he doing something inexplicable in this lifetime that may have been triggered by something that happened to him in a previous life? Get in touch if you'd like to explore that. You can also grab my free 6-page PDF, What's Wrong With My Horse, for lots more insights. In the meantime, keep connecting with your horses.